Hey, and welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I am Mike Pesca, and of course, it wouldn't be a What Would Rob Do without the aforementioned Rob, Mr. Rob Sachs. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mike.
So do we have bumper stickers on the plate, or the bumper, as it were, today?
Of course. Yes, we do.
And so if this is the guide to indignities, what's indignant about bumper stickers?
Well, there's nothing necessarily inherently indignant about a bumper sticker. However, you are putting yourself out there when you apply a bumper sticker to the back of your car or truck or, you know, motorcycle, I guess, if you have a really small one. But anyway, you're giving up your anonymity out there on the highway.
Your what? Your what?
Anonymity. I can't even say it.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Much like a clownfish, you're giving up life in the anemone. Amenity.
I'm just going to go with. You're putting yourself out there when you're out on the road.
You could even say you're giving up your anonymity.
You could say that. You could say that because no longer are you just a guy driving your Ford Taurus. You are a guy driving a car that has the slogan on the back, "I brake for unicorns." Or conversely, you have a slogan that says, "I'm not speeding, I'm qualifying," or "Give war a chance." By the way, those are all very popular bumper stickers on the website bumperart.com. Mike, do you want to know what one of the top sellers for the site is?
I do. That's why I showed up today to find that out.
It's this one.
"Keep honking, I'm reloading" seems to be a perennial favorite.
Yeah,
that there
great.
Was Mike Culver, and he's the owner of the website bumperart.com, which boasts close to 5,000 different stickers to choose from.
Yeah, boasts might be the wrong verb. It should be shamefully admits to. But anyway, Rob, how do you go about picking a good bumper sticker?
Well, that's a great question, Mike.
Thank you.
And I had some opinions on this, but you know, Mike Culver said there's basically two categories. One is the political side of it, and then there's the humor side of it. Now, he said the people who like to buy the political bumper stickers, they're usually not very wishy-washy about what they want to say.
It's my opinion that people are passionate about their point of view, and they tend not to be centrist.
Yeah, so you have people who are very clear about their politics. For instance, there's a bumper sticker on the site that says, "Blaming Bush is so last year," or "I've had enough change, I want my country back." Culver says he can actually get a pulse for how the nation is thinking just by the sales of the bumper stickers. And he said that there are actually a lot of anti-Obama bumper stickers being sold right now. Mm-hmm. Whereas after the 2004 election, there was a lot of anti-Bush bumper stickers being sold. Now, Mike, you and I know that as NPR employees, we are not allowed to have bumper stickers because we can't profess.
You know, I'm gonna say that if I wasn't an employee, well, I'm not a car owner, first of all, but they're just not my style. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, but we're not allowed to put our own political views out there. So right. I had to call someone up who was allowed to express herself politically on the back of her car, and her name is Kim Silverstein, and she falls into one of those passionate partisan categories, and here are her stickers.
I have an Obama sticker. I have an old anti-George Bush sticker. I have a human rights campaign logo, another Obama one that's like a pro-choice Obama sticker.
So you can kind of see where she falls on the political...
Not centrist, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I got to say, whenever I see a candidate who has lost an election on a bumper, I always feel sorry for the car itself. Not the driver, the car.
Yeah, well, it's like, why don't you take that off?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
How's that working out for you? Dukakis 88, yeah. The way you described it, it seems like there's this huge debate going on the highways. We've turned the nation's highways into the set of C-SPAN or something.
Exactly. And Kim says sometimes this debate can get nasty.
Some guy pulled up next to me and motioned for me to roll down my window. And I did, not sure what he was, you know, planning to say. And he started screaming at me. And he was yelling, you know, "Carry for France," and all these just other, like, absurd, it made no sense what he was saying, but he was obviously very offended and upset.
Watch out. I mean, Mike Culver said he's heard stories of slashed tires. You know, if you have the wrong bumper sticker in the wrong neighborhood, it could get a little nasty there.
So what do you do? Do you just keep your opinions to yourself? That seems that seems antithetical to the entire idea of bumper stickers.
If you're loud and proud and want to be out there, you have to accept that these are consequences that may happen. Or, you know, you just drive in the area where like-minded people are also driving. But
well, are there more benign bumper stickers out there other than the in-your-face ones?
There's that whole humorous category, and here are a few that Mike Culver recommends.
If you want to be a little more risque but cute but not really offending anybody. We've got a sticker that says, I'm not wearing any pants. Baby in trunk, that's another popular one.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're kind of sadistic and you like to talk about your baby in your trunk, you can go with that. Now, Mike, you say you don't have a car, but, I mean, if you did, do you think your wife would go for that one? Or
We you know, as a couple, sometimes we disagree on things, but I don't think that there would be a disagreement about whether to go for the bumper sticker, no. But let's say I was. What do I need to know before I take the plunge?
Well, you kind of need to know what kind of person are you and what is your sense of humor that you really want to tell the world of. Now, I like the ones where you give something for people to ponder as they're tailing behind you. Kind of like, if the number two pencil is the most popular, why is it still number two? If space is a vacuum, who changes the bag? If there were no hypothetical questions, what would this say? Imagine if birds were tickled by feathers. And lastly, something for us news guys, Mike. Corduroy pillows, they're making headlines.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that one existed. Sign me up. I'm going to have to buy a car.
You need to think about what kind of brand of humor do you want to have? I mean, there's also a lot more crass bumper stickers. One of the more popular bumper stickers on Culver's site simply says, you say tomato, I say F you.
I like that.
So you can also customize your own. There's lots of options out there. But as Kim Silverstein told me, there's also these side benefits, one of which is to actually make your car look better.
There are kind of some scratches on the back of the car, some little, you know, fender benders and dings. So it was actually an effort to cover them up.
It's a vicious cycle with her. She has these obnoxious bumper stickers, so people intentionally plow into her, and then she's got to get a bumper sticker to cover up the ding. Never stops. More obnoxious than the last.
I know. It never ends. But there's actually two other reasons, Mike, that I've thought of why you might want to buy a bumper sticker. One is you want to identify yourself as a member of a group. So, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people put their college or high school on the back, or you could say, I'm a big bird watcher. And that's just to get the thumbs up from the other people on the road. Like, hey, I'm a big bird watcher too. Or,
right.
You know, or the other reason is, which I found is can be really effective, is if you want to kiss up to authority. Now, you might see those, I support the police athletic league, or go cops, you're awesome. These are things that might be helpful to you should you be pulled over and you want to, you know, curry some favor
yeah.
with you.
Whereas yeah. baby in trunk might not be the sort of thing to win law enforcement's favor, yes.
Exactly. So that's another thing you want to factor in before you plaster one of those stickers on the back of your car.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And of course, if you have a bumper sticker story or suggestion, you can let people know about it over at the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page, where you can also suggest future topics for the podcast. I saw a sticker on the bumper of a car, and I swear it looked like it had been through hell. I looked over on